All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Friday, August 5th. I'm NPR News reporter Hannah Yang. Here's a top story right now. The Mall of America reopened this morning after being closed in the wake of gunfire yesterday afternoon. Bloomington police say a person fired three shots following an altercation at the Nike store just after 4 o'clock. It appears no one was hit by the gunfire. Police continue to search for suspects. Mall spokesperson Dan Jasper said last night that the building went into lockdown within a minute of the shots being fired.
People come to the mall every single day to create memories, to have fun, to spend time with their families and their loved ones. And I can't imagine how traumatic an event like this is for them. Our hearts go out to them. We're grateful that due to the quick action of law enforcement and mall security, that nobody was seriously injured today.
The mall was closed the rest of yesterday evening. Jasper says the mall put extra security in place for the reopening. The U.S. Surgeon General says 44% of high school students nationwide say they feel persistently sad and hopeless. Speaking at the American Psychological Association annual convention in Minneapolis today, Vice Admiral Vivek Murthy says this is an 8% increase since the pandemic began. But these issues existed long before COVID-19.
Nearly half of high school students are telling us that at a time when we think they should be looking forward to what life has to offer, not a time of life that's easy, high school's tough, but a time where we hope they feel optimistic about what the future holds for them, they are feeling persistently sad and hopeless.
Murthy says there are a multitude of reasons for this, including increased online bullying, but also loneliness, which he says is a widespread issue and something he'll be working on this year. Parts of southern and central Minnesota that have been in a drought this summer may finally see some heavy rain this weekend. Most of the state will see hot, humid conditions today before a cold front sparks storms in northwestern Minnesota tonight. NPR meteorologist Sven Sundgaard says more widespread rain is expected tomorrow.
So it's going to be developing ahead of the same front that's going to be slowly sweeping across Minnesota into tomorrow and tomorrow night. I know it sounds crazy because we're in a drought, but there is really the potential for some excessive rain, some very heavy rain in parts of central and southern Minnesota.
Aside from heavy rain, the risk for severe weather is relatively low this weekend. In the wake of the storms, cooler and less humid air is expected for Sunday and Monday. And here are some other stories we're watching. Following Minnesota's primary next week, key fall races will immediately ratchet up. Brian Baxt reports.
It's been clear for months that DFL Governor Tim Walz would face Republican Scott Jensen in the top of the ticket race. The primary will only seal that matchup given minimal opposition both have within their parties. And the TV ads are about to descend on Minnesota voters in a big way. While Walz has been airing commercials since July, the Democratic-aligned Alliance for a Better Minnesota has locked up time beginning next Tuesday. It's known for heavy spending in governor's races. Previously, the Democratic Governors Association has said it planned to put $4.5 million into the state along with its local partners. Operatives with the group have said they're not taking anything for granted. Separately, a Democratic group focused on the Attorney General's race has reserved time starting in October as it seeks to re-elect Keith Ellison in the face of a stiff Republican challenge. I'm Brian Baxt.
Nikolai Mew, who is charged with homicide in a deadly stabbing, has retained attorney Corey Kirifasi. Kirifasi served as one of the defense attorneys for Kyle Rittenhouse. Mew is charged for a stabbing incident on the Apple River near Somerset, Wisconsin last Saturday when he got into an altercation with a group of people tubing. One 17-year-old died and four more were injured. Mew told police he was acting in self-defense and said the group was taunting him. Mew will appear for a preliminary hearing next Friday in St. Croix County. In sports, the Twins lost to the Toronto Blue Jays last night 9-3 in Minneapolis. The Blue Jays scored 6 runs in the 8th inning to put the game away. The same two teams play again tonight. Tyler Mahle will make his Twins debut, After being acquired at the trade deadline from Cincinnati, linebacker Anthony Barr has signed a one-year contract with the Dallas Cowboys. Barr played 8 seasons with the Vikings and made the Pro Bowl 4 times. He may be most remembered for a controversial hit on Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers after he threw the ball in a game at U.S. Bank Stadium. Rodgers suffered a broken collarbone when he hit the turf. And here's a look at the weather. Saturday's looking mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs reaching in the upper 60s to mid-70s to the north to 80s in the south. Later in the evening, it's cooler and mostly cloudy with showers and chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-50s north to mid-60s in the south. Sunday, it's mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. And that's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Hannah Yang. Kathy Worzer will have an update on Monday. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe.